Hello, and welcome to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each week, I will share with you a different story or two. These are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. This week's story is by one of my favorite authors and storytellers, Zora Neale Hurston. And the story is King of the World. A long time ago, before my time, before your time, shoot, before anybody here's time, the old folks used to tell a story about John and the lion. Well, John was riding along one day, sitting up straight in the saddle on his horse, when this great big grizzly bear came prancing out in the middle of the road and hollered, "Hold up a minute. They tell me you going around saying you's the king of the world." John stopped his horse. "Whoa! Yeah, I'm the king of the world. Don't you believe it?" John told him. "No, you ain't no king. I'm the king of the world. You can't be no king till you're with me, so get down and fight." John hit the ground, and the fight started. First, John grabbed him a rough, dried bick and started to work the fat off of the bear's head. The bear just fumbled round till he got a good hold of him. Then he began to squeeze and squeeze John. John knowed he couldn't take that much longer. So he got him a good breath in. Then he reached in his pocket and got out his razor. And he slipped it right between the bear's ribs. The bear turned him loose and he reeled on over to the bushes. He'd had enough of that fight. John just got back on his horse and rode off like nothing had happened. The lion, he smelt the bear's blood and came running to where the grizzly bear was laying and started to lapping up his blood. The bear was so scared the lion was going to eat him while he was all cut and bleeding nearly to death. So he hollered and said, "Please don't touch me, Brer Lion. I done met the king of the world, and he done cut me all up." The lion got in his bristles. He stood up and glanced down at that bear and said, "Don't you lay there and tell me you done met the king of the world and not be talking about me. I'll tear you to more pieces than you already cut up into." "Oh, don't touch me, Brer Lion, please. Leave me alone so I can heal. The king of the world done beat me sore." "Don't you call nobody no king of the world but me." "But Brer Lion, I done met the king, sure enough. Wait till you see him, and you'll say I'm right." "No, I won't. Shoot, show him to me, and I'll show you how much king he is." "All right, Brer Lion, you just have a seat right behind these bushes with me. He'll be here before long." The lion squatted down by the bear and waited. First person he saw going up the road was a little old man. The lion jumped up and he said to the bear, "Is that him?" Brer Bear say, "No, that's Uncle Yesterday. He's a used to be." After a while, a little boy passed down the road. The lion seen him and jumped up again. "Is that him?" he asked the bear. Brer Bear told him, "No, that's Little Tomorrow. He's a gonna be. Just lay down and be quiet and wait a minute. He'll be here soon enough, and I'll tell you when I see him." Sure enough, after a while, here come John on his horse. But this time he had his gun with him. Lion jumped up again and said, "Is that him?" Brer Bear, "Yeah, that's him, man. That's the king of the world." Lion reared up, whipped his tail back and forth like a bull whip, and he lowered himself, and he said, "You wait right here. Wait till I get through with him. You won't be calling him no king no more." John galloped over there, just kept on going down the road without a care in the world. Then along came this big old lion. The lion was cracking his tail back and forth like a rope. No, more like a torpedo. Tornado. One of them things. His tail was going back and forth and making up all this noise and stirring up all this dust. Because in his mind, he's the king of the world and he deserved to be treated with respect. The lion looked at John and said, "Stop right there. They tell me you goes for the king of the world." John looked him in the eye and told him, "Yeah, I'm the king. Don't you like it? Don't you take it. Here's my collar, man. Come on and shake it." The lion and John eyeballed one another for a minute or two, but it seemed like a whole lot longer. Then the lion sprung up on John. "Shoot, man, talking about fighting? You ain't seen no such fighting and wrestling." Shoot, man, it was a mess. The lion was clawing and John was clawing. The lion was biting and John was biting him right back. They was going and tussling, it seemed like, from sun up to sundown. But then, after a while, John got to his rifle. And he took that muzzle right at the lion's face and he pulled the trigger. Ooh-wee! That was too much for the lion. He turned to run. But guess what? John leveled his gun at him again and hit him with another one. Right in his hind quarters. Ooh! That old lion give John the book. Yeah, he booked on out of there. He hauled the fast tail right into the woods and laid down right beside the bear. "Move over," he told the bear. "I need to lay down too. I need to get my strength back and rest after meeting the king of the world." "What you say?" Brer Bear asked Lion. "I said I need to rest after meeting the king of the world." "Say it one more time. I don't think I heard you. What'd you say, Brer Lion?" "I said I needs to rest after meeting the king of the world." Brer Bear looks at Brer Lion and says, "What made you know he was the king of the world?" Brer Lion said, "'Cause he made lightning in my face and thunder in my hips. I know I done met the king. Move over. I needs to rest." The end. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed our visit today and that you'll join me again next week for another story or two. If you would like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslyns@gmail.com. That's mamaroslyns@gmail.com. I would like to leave you with this. Don't sit down and wait for the opportunities to come. Get up and make them. Madam C.J. Walker. As always, my friends, until next time, be blessed.